Okay, now let's talk about something else.
بیایم در مورد یه چیز دیگه صحبت کنیم.
God holds children accountable for their actions.
خداوند مسئول میدونه بچه‌ها رو به خاطر رفتاراش.
Yeah, sometimes you can have this idea.
بعضی وقتا فکر می‌کنیم.
Oh, because you're a child.
چون بچه‌ای.
Then God doesn't hold you responsible for the things you do.
خداوند مسئول تو رو نگاه نمی‌کنه به خاطر کارهایی که می‌کنی.
Wrong.
اشتباه.
Yeah, God cares.
خدا اهمیت میده.
And God holds you responsible for your actions today.
خداوند تو رو مسئول نگه می‌داره برای کارات در
امروز. When you are 7, 9, 11, 13, 15 years old.
9 ساله، 11 ساله، 15 ساله، 20 ساله.
God holds you accountable.
خداوند تو رو مسئول نگه می‌داره.
There is such a thing as an age of accountability.
بله، یه سنی هست که سن مسئولیته.
But it's not 21 years old.
اما سن مسئولیت 21 سالگی نیست.
Yeah, the Bible is very clear that very small children when they die they go to heaven.
بچه‌های خیلی کوچیک که بمیرن به بهشت میرن.
Yeah, they have no capability yet to understand the gospel.
عقلشون نمیرسه که انجیل عیسی مسیح رو درک کنن.
Maybe small children don't even have the language skills to hear the gospel.
بچه‌ای که زبانش رو ندارن که حرف بزنن یا بشنون و یاد بگیرن. اما یه لحظه تو زندگی هر کسی هست.
Accountable before God.
از اون به بعد بچه باید جواب بده.
Now the Bible doesn't give us a specific age.
خداوند سن بهمون نگفته.
But here's a good idea about when that is.
کجا میفهمیم که کیه؟
Yeah, there's a point when a child discovers
میفهمه که
that they're naked.
لخته.
Yeah, because small children just run around naked and they don't think any of it.
چون بچه‌ها لخته می‌کنی میدن و هر کاری دلشون بخواد میکنن.
Yeah, but there's a certain point that they
just realize. اما یه جایی که لحظه که بچه میفهمه لخته.
I need to do something about this.
باید یه کاری بکنه که بپوشونه.
Yeah, when does that happen?
و اون لحظه که اتفاق میفته چه 4 ساله چه 5 ساله.
Somewhere around that time.
تو همون سال.
Now, why do I think this is a good marker?
To have an idea when God starts holding children accountable.
Now, what happened in the garden when Adam and Eve sinned against God?
باغ عدن وقتی آدم و حوا گناه کردن چیکار کردن؟
Before they were fallen, before they
قبل از اینکه زمین بخورن، قبل از اینکه گناه بکنن، آدم و حوا چجوری بودن؟
They were naked, didn't think anything of it.
بودن و هیچ فکری بهش نمی‌کردن.
They're not aware of that.
و اصلا براشون مهم نبود
که بودن. What happened after
they sinned? بلافاصله بعد از گناه چه اتفاقی افتاد؟
They understood they were naked.
فهمیدن که لخته. و شروع کردن لختشون رو بپوشونن.
Yeah. That is the age.
اون سن سنیه که
yeah, that's I believe.
ایمان دارم بچه
children are held accountable by God.
که مسئول اشتباه کرده.
And of course it's all different by person.
هر بچه‌ای با هر بچه‌ای فرق می‌کنه.
Mentally handicapped people might never get to the
point. شاید کسایی که مشکل عقلانی داشته باشن عقب مونده باشن.
But it's somewhere at the ballpark.
هیچ وقت به اون نقطه نرسن.
It's not 18 years old or 21 years old.
نیست 18 سال است یا 19 سال یا 20 سال است یا 4 سال.
God holds children accountable for their actions.
خداوند کسی رو قبول می‌کنه زمانی که می‌فهمه.
You lie, God sees that.
دروغ گفتی خداوند دروغت
رو holds you accountable.
و خداوند جواب اون دروغت رو میده.
You disobey your father and mother.
از پدر و مادرت ناتعاطی کردی. خدا دید که این کار کردی و باید جواب پس بدی.
Yeah. Now if you're a teenager, you're not safe today.
جوانی و امروز نجات نداری.
Yeah. You better get safe today.
بهتره امروز نجات پیدا کنی.
Yeah. God is holding you accountable
خداوند
for your
جواب
sin.
گناهانت رو میخواد ازت.
And you don't know when you will die.
من نمیدونی آخرین نفست کی خواهد بود.
If that's you, find a soul winner after church.
اگر هنوز نجات نداری، یه نفر رو پیدا کن.
You how to get saved.
با خداوند آشتی کنی و با خداوند امروز
پیوند ببندی.
من فقط یه بچه‌ام.
Say not I am a child.
نگین من فقط بچه‌ام.
Get saved today.
که امروز نجات پیدا کنی. تا قبل از اینکه در ابدیت دیر باشه.
Listen to the following story and it's a really gnarly story.
این داستان رو گوش
کن.
داستان خیلی بدیه. دوم پادشاهان.
Chapter 2 and we're going to read 22 to 23 for now. And this is a story about Elisha the prophet.
فصل دو، دوم پادشاهان دو، 23 تا 25.
This is a story about Elisha the prophet.
داستان 23 و 24.
Second Kings chapter 2
الیاس نبیه.
And verses 22 till 23.
22 تا 23 رو بخونید ببخشید.
So the waters were healed unto this day according to the saying of Elisha which he spake. And he, Elisha, went up from thence unto battle. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him and said unto him, Go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head.
وان آب طبق گفته علیشه تا به امروز سالم است. علیشه از آنجا به پیتنعیم برآمده در راه تنی چند از جوانان شهر بیرون آمده از او را به تمسخر گرفتند و گفتند آی کچل برو. علیشه برگشته به ایشان نگریست و در نام خداوند نفرینشان کرد.
23
23
تا 23.
Yeah, so Elisha is traveling to
Elias
battle.
میره تو جنگ.
And he he comes on his journey towards the city.
میرسه به شهری.
And this whole group of children is meeting him out in the city.
تو شهر دارن ملاقاتش میکنن. And they're mocking him. مسخرهش میکنن. کچل.
You bold person.
کچل.
You bold person.
کچل.
They're making fun of him.
مسخرهش میکردن.
Now, notice that the Bible describes these children as little children.
میگه بچهای کوچیک کلام خدا میگه. Again,
it doesn't give us an age.
سن بهمون نگفته ولی میگن کوچیک بودن.
It's probably in the low area, 7 to 13 somewhere.
7 تا 13 سال بوده که داد میزدن کچل کچل.
Yeah, if you really want to call them little children.
اگه بخوایم بگیم بچهای کوچیک.
Now, read verse 24.
آیه 24 رو بخونید.
And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord, and there came two she-bears out of the woods and tear 42 children of them.
Elisha برگشته به ایشان نگریست و در نام خداوند نفری نشان کرد و دو مو خرس از جنگل بیرون آوردند و 42 تن از آنها را دریدند.
Yeah, so Elisha curses the children for doing that.
Elias nefrin mikone.
Yeah, for the disrespect they are giving to the man of God.
توهینی که به مرد خداوند کرده بودن.
And as a result to that.
و در نتیجه اون.
Two bears come out.
دو تا خرس میان.
And they tear 42 of them up.
42 تا بچه رو میخورن.
Yeah, it doesn't say they all died.
نمیگه همه رو میمیرن.
It's probably a bloody mess.
احتمالاً خونریزی زیادی.
And I'm pretty sure several of them died at least.
خیلی هاشون حداقل مردن.
Little children.
بچهای کوچولو.
Yeah, this is a very gnarly story.
داستان خیلی بدیه نه؟
And we might even look at this and think, oh, Elisha, why did you curse
Elias
these children?
Elias, چرا بچه‌ها رو نفرین کردی؟
Yeah. Now we don't know why.
نمی‌دونیم چرا الیاس بچه‌ها رو نفرین کرد.
Maybe he felt threatened by the big group. We don't know.
شاید عده زیادی بچه‌ها بود احساس ترس می‌کرد داد می‌زدن کتل کتل.
It's at least 42 because 42 get injured.
حداقل 42 تاشون آسیب می‌بینن. می‌دونیم بیشتر از 42 تا بچه دورش بودن.
Yeah, you don't handle 42 no matter how big you are.
مهم نیست چقدر آدم بزرگی هستی. 42 تا شاید بترسی ازشون. عده زیادی هست.
Yeah, so we don't know exactly why, but
نمی‌دونیم چرا الیاس این کارو کرد.
And some of you might be offended of this.
شاید بعضی
how can God do this?
چرا این کارو کرد؟
Now it doesn't really matter what you think.
مهم نیست که شما چی فکر
می‌کنید. That you are offended.
که شما بهتون برخورد.
It matters what God did in this situation. This is the Bible. This is God's word.
خداوند چیکار کرد در این شرایط؟ کلام خداوند.
You might think, what do I do with a verse like this?
من با همچین آیه چیکار کنم تو زندگی؟
Here's what you do with that.
می‌دونی باید چیکار کنی؟
Especially children.
مخصوصاً بچه‌ها.
Yeah, do not gang up on people who are bold and no, that's not what you.
دنبال کچلا نگردی مسخره‌شون کنی. درسمون.
The lesson is that God holds you. Don't do it by the way anyway, but
مسئول این نیست.
God holds you accountable for
خدا
your actions.
خداوند میخواد که جواب پس بدی واسه
کارهایی که انجام دادی. These little children are not given a pass.
اونایی که بچه‌ها به این راحتی از این مسخره‌شون نگذشتن.
Whose side is God on here?
خداوند با کدوم سمته؟ با کدوم مسیره؟ با کی هست؟
The side of Elisha.
طرف الیاس.
Elisha didn't send these
کدوم
bears.
کدوم طرف الیاس؟
It was God who sent those bears in response to Elisha.
الیشا نکش بچه‌ها رو ولی خداوند خرس
فرستاد. God was on the side of Elisha. Elisha is not the bad guy here.
الیشا آدم بدی نبود.
God wanted these kids to be punished.
اجازه داد که این بچه‌ها مجازات بشن.
These scriptures should be a warning to children, to young people.
اعلام خطری باشه واسه بچه‌هامون.
To understand that they are held accountable for their action.
هر کارتون جوابی داره.
Yeah, God doesn't just give you an pass because you are a young child.
شما یه بلیط مجانی ندارین چون بچه‌ای هر کاری دلتون خواست بکنی.
So now it's okay.
الان اوکیه.
Yeah, now you can go around mocking the things of God.
نمی‌تونی بری بیرون و بخندین به چیزی.
Yeah, mocking the preacher.
مسخره کنین واعظ رو، مازیار رو.
Thinking God will let you go.
فکر کنین خداوند اجازه میده
تو بری. No, you better watch.
تو بهتره گوش بدی. بچه ها چه چیزی از دهانتون بیرون میاد؟ چی کار میکنی؟ خداوند میبینه و خداوند ازت جواب میخواد.
What you do as a kid matters.
به عنوان یه بچه کاری که با زندگی
Both directions.
مهمه.
It leads to blessing or it leads to curses.
چه چیزی که برکت میاره، چه چیزی که نفرین میاره.
Go to Ecclesiastes 12:1.
جامعه 12:1.
Ecclesiastes 12:1.
جامعه 12:1.
Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them.
پس آفریننده خود را در روزهای جوانیت بیاد آورد پیش از آن که روزهای بلا فرا رسد و سالهایی بیاید که بگویی مرا از اینها لذتی نیست.
Yeah, it says, remember now the Creator in the days of your youth.
بچه‌هاتون یادتون باشه در جوانی.
Yeah, when you're young.
وقتی جوانید.
Honor God when you are a child.
احترام بذاریم به خداوند وقتی بچه‌این.
Yeah, that is important for you to do.
و مهمه این کارو براتون بکنید.
Yeah, remember your Creator.
یادتون باشه که خداوند خلقتون کرده.
Give God your youth.
جوانیتون رو بدین به خداوند بهش خدمت کنید.
And you're not going to regret that.
و احساس ناراحتی نخواهید کرد.
You will never think.
هیچ وقت افسوس نخواهید خورد.
I wish I would have.
هیچ وقت افسوس نمی‌خورید که God less. کاش که خداوند کمتر خدمت کرده.
You will never think.
هیچ وقت افسوس نمی‌خورید.
I wish I would have just read the Bible less and had more fun.
کاش کتاب مقدس خونده بودم و بیشتر خوش می‌گذروندم.
Yeah. I don't regret anything I've done for God.
هر کاری که من برای خداوند کردم هیچ وقت افسوس
نمی‌خورم. I do regret what I did not do for God.
اما افسوس می‌خورم اون کارهایی که نکردم.
I do regret waste of time.
افسوس میخورم وقتایی که هدر دادم. افسوس میخورم. It failed.
Failed?
I think so. Go ahead. کنترل کردی. It's the second time it's failing.
Yeah, do not think that what you do as a child is not important. Yeah, do not think that what you do as a child is not important.
فکر نکنین چیزی که برای خداوند میکنین مهم نیست.
Okay, I need a flashlight. It stays on? Yeah. Yeah, don't be one of those fools.
Yeah.
Who thinks, oh, later on I will make right. Later on in life I will turn to God. Or even worse, later on in life I will get saved. Now I want to go have fun and go wild. Yeah, of course, these two have nothing to do with it. You can get saved.
Yeah,
because people would think they cannot have fun and go wild, which you shouldn't. But salvation is by faith.
Yeah,
because turning from sin is a work, a good work. But it's still a work. But that's what people think. They think, oh, I want to just go live wild and then I will make right with God. You can die today and spend eternity.
که روز آخرته و ممکنه اون روز آخر باشه و ابدیت رو در جهنم بگذرونی.
Yeah, and your chances of getting saved when you're older are getting smaller.
شانس
they do not increase.
زمانی که تو نجات پیدا کنی
you're less likely to turn
to Christ
if you are 70 years old.
شانست کمتره برای نجات تا وقتی
yeah, then you're, when you're set in your ways
وقتی در مسیر زندگی هستی
then when you're a teenager.
تا زمانی که نوجوان هستی.
Of course, it's not impossible, but it's less likely. غیر
ممکن نیست ولی به نظر
Do you know what is also less likely?
میدونی چرا شانسش کمه؟
For you to do later on if you don't do it now.
که در آینده این کارو نکنی اگر امروز نباشی.
It's serving God.
به خداوند خدمت کردن.
If you serve God as a child.
اگر به عنوان بچه خدا رو خدمت کنی.
Yeah, most likely you'll continue doing that.
احتمالاً.
But if you get saved on a later age.
اما اگر بزرگتر بشی.
It's less likely you will serve God.
شانس خدمت کردن به خداوند
کمتر. And again, there are exceptions to that.
بله, ممکنه محدودیت.
And if you're old, be that exception.
ممکنه برای بعضی این اتفاق نیفته.
Old meaning above 20 years old
today. کسایی باشیم که خارج از این جمع باشیم. ولی شانس که مون کمتره.
It's easy to get saved when you're
younger. معمولاً اگه جوانی نجات پیدا کنی، معمولاً هم خدمت
می‌کنی. It's easy to go out soul winning when you're younger.
خیلی راحت بشارت بدی وقتی جوانی.
Even from a physical point.
حتی از لحاظ بدنی.
Yeah, every Sunday I هر hear people complaining.
همه شکایت میکنن.
Yeah, that I'm walking too fast.
که آرنو تون را میره.
No offense.
نه توهین نمیکنم.
Yeah, but at a certain point physically it will be more of a problem.
سخت پیاده رفتن.
It's not getting easier when you get older.
راحت تر نمیشه وقتی سنمون رفت بالاتر.
Yeah, and also don't forget that when you start young, spending your life serving God, you start accumulating treasures in heaven.
Yeah,
as opposed to investing your life in treasures here on earth that eventually
become.
Yeah, the Bible says store up your treasures in heaven. Yeah, start storing up treasures in heaven as a child.
Yeah,
open that bank account in heaven today.
Start investing in the things of God.
Yeah, this year.
امسال سرمایه‌گذاریتون رو شروع
کنید. Read your Bible through.
کلام خداوند رو آیه به آیه بخونید.
If you think that's too much, read a New Testament through.
کل کتاب مقدس خوندن سخته، عهد جدید امسال تموم کن.
Decide today.
امروز تصمیم بگیر.
I'm going to join the soul winners.
که من امروز میرم برای بشارت.
So I can learn.
که منم یاد بگیرم.
And so I'm ready.
که منم آماده باشم.
That God brings an opportunity for me
to
reach out to a loved one.
بتونم به عزیزم کمک کنم، به دوستم کمک کنم.
Children, you need to make that choice.
امروز این تصمیم رو بگیرید. زمانی که بچه‌ایید.
This is the time.
امروز زمانشه.
Yeah, do something with your life.
امروز تصمیم بگیریم با زندگیمون یه کاری بکنیم.
Yeah, don't waste it.
حرومش نکنیم.
It starts now.
از امروز استفاده کنیم.
Yeah, say what Samuel said when
همون
he
حرفی رو بزنیم که ساموئیل زد وقتی بچه بود.
It's a 1 Samuel 3:10.
اول ساموئیل.
And the Lord came and stood and called as other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak for thy servant heareth.
نه خداوند آمده به ایستاد و همچون دفعات پیش ندا کرده گفت ساموئیل 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 پاسخ خودت بفرما که خدمت گزارت می شنود.
Only ten. Yeah, say speak for thy servant.
Hear it.
Children, start. Young people, start reading your Bible today.
Start praying. Start serving God.
Start investing yourself in things of God. Put yourself on the right path.
Yeah.
You take that responsibility.
Yeah,
say not, I am a child. Yeah, amen.
Amen.